add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Now, it takes two. Trade deadline coming up. It takes two to tango. You got to give to get. And we'll see what the Yankees get. We'll see what the Mets get. But the Yankees get the brooms right now. And the Mets get to ride around town as the Kings of New York. Their fans get to wear every Mets hat, shirt. You guys got Mets shorts, I'm sure. You guys got Mets sneakers, shoes, something like that. Whatever. Everything Mets. Mets glasses, Mets watches. And wear them proudly. And be happy. And appreciate your owner, who was there in attendance. David Stearns, who's in his first year. And it's a glorious year. And I know it's a long year. And I know we can't say anything definitively about what this Mets team is going to be. But, man, they've already had so many great moments. It's fun. And for the Yankee fan, it was fun. It was fun in the first 2 months. It ain't been fun lately. I mean, like, the Ben Rice three-homer game. Some Juan Soto stuff. Judge going crazy for a stretch just to silence the haters. Right after Judge got ejected, he went on a tear and, you know, the beginning of the year, Verdugo with the dogs. Man, it's a long season. It's a marathon. And like I said before, I took the break, 888-808-1019. We'll get back to the phones as fast as I can because this show is evaporating. It's going to disappear on me, and then that's it. Then, you know, I'll be back tomorrow at 7 for a five-hour KM to AM, and we'll talk football. And, you know, we'll see what that first game of the Braves series is like. But like I said before the break, these guys are humans. These guys' job is to go out there and use their God-given and, you know, the talent that they were God-given, but also the abilities that they worked on. They worked on their craft. They put thousands of hours into being Major League Baseball players. They get millions of dollars to do it. It's so much pressure. And they go out there every night as a team, hoping to celebrate at the end of the night as a team as well in that clubhouse. And one of the teams has been doing that at a higher clip than the other. And the other just seems like it is all bad. Boone, you know, the post game, whatever. Boone can tell you whatever, but you could tell it's starting to get, even like Susan said, you could tell this clubhouse right now, they're not having fun. They're in a bad one. Something needs to change and things will change. This trade deadline is going to change some people that you're in the clubhouse next to right now, be gone in a week. And then there'll be a couple new guys in there that you got to shake hands with and meet, that you got to share space with. And that's for both the Mets and the Yankees. Both are going to be buyers. Both are going to add at the deadline. We're not sure how much. Obviously, the Yankees need to act like they're the worst team in baseball, but obviously know where they are in the standings. We get that too. Like I said earlier, I was like, Yankee fans, don't call me up and flex about the standings. Like, I get it. We're 60-44. And because the Baltimore Orioles are stumbling as well, as you know, they're banged up and like they can't beat the Marlins. I thought that was funny too. I wanted to get to that too. Like listening to the Met fan over the weekend and coming in from the All-Star break, the Met fan like acting like you can't lose to the Marlins. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Like the Marlins are a Major League Baseball team and those guys are playing so they can get out of Miami and go elsewhere. It's the All-Star break for everyone. It's baseball. You can split with the Marlins. Splitting with the Marlins isn't, like, shameful. Being swept by the Mets, and not, like, looking down on the Mets, being swept by the Mets and giving up 36 runs, that's shameful. 888-808-1019. David, thanks for holding. You're on the Fan.
Hi, how are you? You hear me?
Yeah, I got you. You're live. I'm good.
I got a couple of questions. I got mainly like two main questions. What the hell? I'm a Yankee fan, a diehard Yankee fan. I've spent so much money. going to games, and I'm a very loyal fan. And I just look at this Yankee team, and I just keep on seeing the same thing. What is Brian Cashman thinking? What are they thinking? They really thought that bringing Juan Soto is going to change everything. I knew from the get-go we're pretty hot right now. This isn't a team that's taking us to the playoffs. This isn't a team that we might get to the playoffs. We're not going to the World Series with this team. There are so many holes starting. What happened to our pitching? In the beginning of the season, the pitching didn't change. All of a sudden, Marcus Stroman, Carlos Rodon lost his cool. Gerrit Cole came back from his injury. I get it. He needs to bounce back. Lucille had that very tough outing against Baltimore. I get that too. What happened to our pitching? And most importantly, our hitting. Everybody has gone cold. Judge, we owe it to Judge. I feel like when we go there, we owe it as the front office. They owe it to Judge. What he's been doing to our team, the amount of work he's putting in, that is just simply not fair.
Yeah.
We brought him Soto. He has to do all the work. Soto is also getting tired. We don't want Soto to walk over to Queens. How are we securing him? What's the future of this team? This team has, the way in my eyes, this team has, I don't see a future with this team. What are you doing at this trade deadline to fix this team this season? Because to me, I think the season is, it's an all or nothing. It's going to the World Series. It's literally an all or a bust this season. This team is just going down and down and down and down. And you know what? We're looking like the Mets. Not now, but what the Mets were in 2021 and the previous years. It's just so horrible to watch. I went to a Subway Series game, not today. I went to the previous one where Judge hit a grand slam. I was very happy. My reaction was, I was through the roof. But I knew that we're not winning that game. We were 1-for-10 in runners in scoring position today. No one comes up with that big hit. What is going on? Like, there's so many questions. So many Yankee fans have had it till here. And as yourself, as a big Yankee fan, I just don't know how you could just sit there and be like, Aaron Boone, he's just right in front of us. Nothing's in front of us. Absolutely nothing is in front of us. It's just, as much as we think this can't get any worse, it's getting worse. It is getting so. And now Boston, I'm just speechless. What can we do to fix this, if it's even fixable?
I'll take it from here, man. And I'll let you guys vent and rant. And I'll say this. It does suck to have Juan Soto here and start off so hot where you were overinflating how good this team is. All of us were. You know, I was saying I'm getting a special feeling, a tingling feeling. I'm in full bloom love with this team. This might be the one. Nope. And that happens sometimes. Sometimes you date a girl and the first couple months with her, you're like, wow, this is great. Couldn't be better. She's the one. And then over time, things change and it starts to wear on you and you find out that, you know, it's not what you thought. So you make some changes, you make some adjustments, and that's what they have to do. I'm not going to tell you that they're going to the World Series. I think that'd be stupid. This is not looking like a World Series team. This is not looking like a team that the trade deadline could turn into a World Series team. But I'll tell you this, they didn't give away all of the guys that they gave away for Juan Soto to not try at the deadline. They're not trying to waste another year of Aaron Judge in his prime. I do expect them to go for it at the deadline. And when you ask, what the hell is Brian Cashman doing? What is this? This is baseball. And sometimes there's no exact rhyme or reason for why the pitching starts off great and the pitching is the best in baseball. Then you get the best pitcher back in baseball and the whole thing goes to... I was trying to come up with an analogy about, like, you know, when you have a substitute teacher and then the teacher comes. No, that doesn't work. It doesn't work. What it is it just wore off. There's more data. There's more analytics. There's more intel. Guys folded. Carlos Rodon folded time after time after time. He had one good outing. Hopefully you can follow it up. Cole right now, Cole's got nothing for the Mets. I said I was going to pull up those numbers. They're terrible. I got to go pull up those numbers for y'all. They're terrible. But the only thing I have solace in is that they did stack wins early in the season. And even though it was early in the season and that might feel like an aberration, they count. They count towards this 2024 season. They are 60-44. They have one of the best records in baseball. They're a game and a half out. So what does that tell you? with the Baltimore Orioles losing to the Marlins, who Mets fans are like, you can't lose to the Marlins. Anyone can lose to the Marlins. Those guys are playing to get out of there. What that tells you as a Yankee fan is remember this feeling. Remember this rock bottom. Remember how bad this feels. And understand that this too shall pass. Understand that they will get healthier. Understand that they will make trades at this trade deadline, because you don't bring Juan Soto in here to waste potentially one season of Juan Soto. And someone asked me in my TikTok chat, what do you think the chances are of re-signing Juan Soto? In the beginning of the year, I thought it was a 90% chance. Seeing this guy and how he interacts with the fans, seeing this guy and how he loves Yankee Stadium, how he plays, now I think it's 50-50, though. Seeing the Mets and knowing that they have the richest owner, I think it's 50-50. 888-808-1019. I expect the Yankees to add at the deadline like they're not in the position they're in. I expect the Yankees to add at the deadline like they are going all in. But it's a perplexing Pegasus we're riding here, because you just asked me about the future of the New York Yankees. You have to give up the future to go in all in this year. You can't do both. You can't hold on to Spencer Jones for your future and then say we're going all in with Juan Soto. It's a tough spot that they're in. I don't envy Brian Cashman's position. You heard me say that before. I wouldn't want his job right now. The fan base wanted him out of town last year. So now he's tasked with how do we go all in and improve this team, fill the holes, and make this team whole again, where they can compete, where they can score runs, where they can win, and how do we not deplete the farm system so that we do actually have a future in years to come? 888-808-1019. I mean, Hal Steinbrenner told you it's not sustainable to have that payroll. You need to have cheaper players. You need to have young players that are cost effective. Jonathan is in Los Angeles. Jonathan, you're back on the Fan.
Yeah, what's good, my guy, Keith? I think I was getting swept by the Reds. It was like ground zero, bro. But, I mean, first it was the Dodgers coming in, disrespecting. You know, then it was the Reds getting swept. And we thought, you know what, it can't get any worse than this. Now you got the Mets coming in and sweeping us, man. It's just every week it keeps getting worse, bro. I mean, I was right here last week already planning trips to October. Like, you know what? I'm going to be there at game one at the divisional series. And I'm having second thoughts about that, bro. I'm having second thoughts. And Boone can only say that for so long, bro. Well, it's right in front of us. It's right in front of us. Bro, it's going to be a time, and I really hope not, that we're going to be 7-8 games behind first place. And then what? We're going to be looking for that third spot. But I really hope it doesn't come down to that. But just like you said, Keith, a lot of guys are going to come back. I'm going to be positive about it, bro. Deep down, I mean, I love the Yankees. That's my team, bro. But this is today, bro. And we already know the story. What's going to happen when bases loaded, double play, and a strikeout? Bro, every time the bases are juiced, I'm like, oh, there's going to be a double play or someone's going to strike out. I'm fed up. I'm tired of it, bro. I just really hope this team clicks it, bro. And like you say, man, team guys are coming back. And I just hope for the best, man. Thanks a lot, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Jonathan. I mean, you know, Jonathan was calling me from L.A. when I was telling y'all buy tickets to this Dodger series. Pantone 294 is coming. The Dodger fans are coming. They're going to take over the building. They did. And the Yankees got cued, and they took Juan Soto out of that. And I'm like, you can't do that. You can't take Juan Soto out of this lineup. You don't have anybody outside of him and Judge. Stanton will be back. Stanton was a zero in that series. Stanton will be back, but you know it's going to take him some time. We'll see what Dominguez is. Fingers crossed that Dominguez is what we saw in 7-8 games last year. Hopefully Verdugo breaks out of it. Volpe, these guys, I don't know, it's just too many guys. DJ LeMahieu, you got to send DJ LeMahieu anywhere. I think they keep Glaber because he's young, because he's figuring it out right now. JD Davis has no reason to be on the New York Yankees. The pitching's got to get better. Maybe they do try and get an arm. That's why, like, I don't want second tours. I don't want reunions, but I understand them trying to bring back a Jameson Taillon. I understand them even trying to bring back a Chad Green. I think they're going to get enough arms back in the bullpen where they'll be all right. But for the life of me, I know, like, you know, like, they're Clay Holmes, cardiac Clay, I can't. I would love for them to get a power pitcher that can close games. I don't think they're going to do that, though. And I definitely think they need a corner infielder. As much as Oswaldo Cabrera has been solid at times in clutch, he's not an everyday guy. He should be on the bench. He's a guy that can play multiple positions. DJ is done, but they will do things like die hard on. I remember you used to say this all the time. I'm like, the Yankees die hard on their trades and their contracts because they refuse to quit on decisions that they made. If they traded for a guy or they issued a guy a contract, they refuse to go back on that and say they're wrong. They die hard on those trades and contracts. So right now, they're dying hard on the DJ LeMahieu contract and even the Verdugo trade. Verdugo plays way too much for a guy slumping like that with bad body language. It is what it is because he wasn't like that in the beginning of the year. And Garrett Cole coming back. Man, where's Cody Poteet? Cody Poteet was solid in that little bit that we saw him filling in for Clark Schmidt. Nestor, they're talking about trading Nestor. It might be time to go. Appreciate Nestor. Nasty Nestor night, all he's done. Stroman, I don't know, man. He was solid in the beginning, but would you give Stroman the ball in the postseason? Maybe. Maybe because he's a veteran, but like at game three, if you had to do that. Luis Gil, I think it's Cole, it's Luis Gil. But Luis Gil, he's coming back from Tommy John. He's young. He's a rookie. They got to get him to the finish line somehow. They got to lower his innings somehow, his usage. And Cole, I don't know. I just think Cole is owned by the Mets. Garrett Cole's two starts this season versus the Mets. He's gone 9 2/3 innings. He's given up 15 hits, 12 runs, 6 walks, 4 Ks. He's allowed 7 home runs for 11.10 ERA. 888-808-1019. Tim is out in Hicksville. What's up, Tim? You're on the Fan.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm all right. I think I'm getting a little bit of a cold here. I got to blow my nose or something. I'm like, man, my nose won't stop running out of nowhere.
big series for the Mets. I think they made themselves a clear buyer at the deadline. And I think the Yankees will be okay. It's going to be a very rough stretch. They got to get these guys back. But for the Mets, I really think that the guy that they should really try to get, I don't know if they're going to be able to get him, is Tanner Scott. I think he would be perfect for the pen. I just don't know if the Marlins would be willing to trade or if they're going to be asking for like maybe a baddie for him. But if the Mets can really get a reliever here or two, I really feel good about the team, especially with Senga back. And they also this series against the Braves, you know, they never really got them back from 2022 when they basically took our season away, that three-game series. So
if there ever was a time, man, I mean, shout out to Salicata. I hear Salicata reference that all the time. It's time for the get back. You got them where you want them. Yeah. You got to punch them, like, right away. You got to knock them down, beat them down. Take 3 out of 4, maybe even sweep them. They're reeling right now.
Yep. And I hope that. Do you think they could get Tanner, or do you think that it's a no-go?
I won't say that. Not, like, the thing is, when the trade deadline happens, it's about, that's why we played It Takes Two coming back. It takes two. It takes two people to say, this is what you're going to give, this is what we're going to get. When I look at the Mets and how they moved last year at the deadline, it depends on if David Stearns likes these prospects or not, right? Because those were Billy Epler's moves. If David Stearns isn't in love with some guys that are over here, maybe he'll let them go. It's about what you're willing to give up. But I don't know if Stearns thinks that this is a World Series caliber team to really give up that much. But I do think that this is a Mets team that can make the world, make the postseason, not the World Series. And that should be the goal. And you don't need to add too much. You don't need to add too much to do that.
Thank you for having me on, man. You're awesome. And take care.
Thanks for the call, Tim. 888-808-1019. I'm going to take another call. I'm going to go get some tissues. And I don't know, I'm breaking down. You know what it is? Like, I felt like this earlier. Like, I didn't go to the game Tuesday because I was like, yo, I feel like I'm under the weather. Like, I haven't been sleeping right. But then I champed it out today. I mean, you go to a place with 48,000 people, there's hella germs. And now it's getting late in the night. I'm like, I feel my body breaking down. But I got to run through the tape and get through the finish line. Everybody that's on hold, stay on hold. We will get to you. Let's go to Joe in Old Bridge, New Jersey. Joe, you're on the Fan.
Keith, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm holding up.
Good. Hope you feel better. First of all, I want to congratulate you for the amazing job you're doing with your career, because what you're doing is as hard as being a ball player. I said it before you said it. You said it a couple of days ago, but I have said it to my friends in conversation. So kudos to you, man, all right?
Appreciate it, man. I'll say that. I remember one day telling the audience that Spike Askin told me, you know, more guys will start for the New York Knicks than be a full-time radio host with their own show at WFAN over time from 87 to now. And I was like, whoa, yeah. And I heard Stu Gotsin here the other day talking about how everybody in the country wants these jobs. And, you know, every day I open my phone and somebody's telling me I'm unlistenable, someone's being super racist, someone's calling for my job, and they can't do nothing with me. I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. And I'm going to do my job and keep getting better at my job regardless.
And you're getting better. Absolutely. Every day you get better, because I listen and I see you with other little commercials here and there, and
yes,
you're getting more famous. And I kudos to you, man.
They can't
really
stop me, bro. They're never going to stop me.
That's right. But I want to make two quick points, and please let me make them, because I know you got a lot of callers. But the first point I want to make is I think that people need to get off Cashman. He's an SME. That's a subject matter expert. His skill set is very, very few people have that skill set. And he knows his skill set is about negotiating and knowing people. So people need to really get off of Brian Cashman. He brought Juan Soto here to this team. That alone was amazing. Second point I want to make. I think that the Yankees will come through. I think what they're lacking is their mojo. They don't have that synergy, because there's no stat that can tell you about synergy. And they got to be accountable for their actions. I remember watching a game once when Mariano Rivera, he lost a game at the very end. They hit his ball, and he was in the clubhouse practically in tears. But it wasn't only him. Also, it was the catcher. It was the first baseman. They had they can't lose mentality. They were not allowed to lose. They wouldn't let themselves lose. And I think that's what the Yankees need to have. They need to be accountable. They get paid millions of dollars to do this, play this game that we all wanted to play as kids, and we all want to still play, even as adults. But we can't, because we don't have the talent. They have the talent. They got enough talent in that team to do anything they want, but they don't have confidence and they don't have their mojo, and they got to get that. So for me, Brian Cashman shouldn't do anything on this trade thing. You know, he should just leave it alone and build his players and get his players to keep them on their spots. Don't switch them up so many times. Why they keep switching the players over and over? The players got to build confidence in their positions over time. So, you know, you got to stick with your players and have confidence in them too. So it's not just the players, but it's also management and having faith in their players. And I think that they could do it. But, you know, I'm not, who am I to say, you know?
You're saying it on the Fan and everybody can hear you. You're allowed to express your opinion, and I can counter some. But I agree with you some too, Joe. Thanks for the call and the good words to start the call. I've been saying Brian Cashman has to have his magnum opus. This needs to be his greatest work. There is a 0% chance that he goes back-to-back deadlines doing nothing. I repeat, there is a 0% chance that he does nothing at this deadline. So I hear you, Joe, but that's not the answer. There can be truth that great job giving up what you gave up to bring Juan Soto here. We're able to watch Juan Soto with the New York Yankees. You're the team that got him before he hit free agency. You should have a leg up in the game before he hits free agency. But what also can be true is that you didn't do enough to fill in the blanks around him, that you trusted Stanton to not get hurt. Actually, you didn't. You came out and told us that getting hurt is part of his game. You knew. You tried to rest him, and he still got hurt jogging home. That's not Cashman's fault. Rizzo fell down, got hurt. It's not Cashman's fault. He also was struggling before that. DJ LeMahieu, Father Time is undefeated. It sounds cliche, but it's absolutely true. That's not Brian Cashman's fault. And I'm not trying to absolve Brian Cashman. I'm not a Cashman shill. I know you guys are going to call C-Mac. I feel like you guys were going in on C-Mac last night. I ended up turning the radio off and just going to sleep because I'm like, bro, enough. I remember telling C-Mac on my way out, bro, get ready. But like Joe said, like, it's a tough job to do. It's not as tough as being a ball player. It's just a lot. It's a lot every day when you're talking about these sports every day. You got an audience every day, and you got to have a take, and you got to have a show prepared, and you got to be a father, and you got to go home, and you got to try and sleep in the middle of the night. Then the sun comes up, and you got to turn around and do it again. But I'll tell you this, like, as a Yankee fan and seeing Brian Cashman and actually being in Brian Cashman's suite some years ago and running into him in the perfect suite not long ago, my video was out there. It's funny because Yankee fans are, how am I going to listen to you when you're with Brian Cashman? So what? I might run into Cashman here and there. Have I been, like, not critical of Cashman because of that? No. I told Cashman when I saw him, and that's before everything went to S. I said, if this is the team, Cash, stack the deck. And nothing has changed with that statement about stacking the deck besides this is not looking like the team. So I expect Brian Cashman to use his experience, to use his relationships, to add to what we have here and trust some of his players because you can't fix everything. And then all we can hope is the sum of all things, adding some players, guys getting healthy, and guys actually taking it dead-ass serious that this is their job, this is their time as New York Yankees to try and win a World Series, trying to get to the postseason, that they maximize that opportunity. 888-808-1019. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Like, before I get off this air tonight, I'm saying that. I'm a God body individual. I wear a cross around my neck. I fear nothing, homie. I fear God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Keep McPherson on the fan. I'll be right back.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh. I haven't heard this drop in a while. I remember I used to reference Gallagher's 3000. I also haven't heard a Gallagher's 3000 ad on The Fan in a minute. I used to say, yo, one night I'm going to get out of here at 2 a.m. and go to Gallagher's 3000 because they're open till 3 a.m. If I can ever make it there, it'll never happen. Keith McPherson on The Fan. If you know, you know. 888-808-1019. At this point, you'll probably be on with Big Mac. Big Mac's ready to go to rock his show. I said everybody that's on hold is going to get on, so I got to be a man of my word. I got to get to everybody that I can see right now. Dash, Michael, Jim, Butch, Amber, we're going to go in that order. First off, Dash, in Woodbury, Connecticut, you're on.
Hey, man, hope you're going to be feeling all right. How you doing, Keith?
I'm good. I just went and blew my nose and got myself together. I'm all right. I just feel like I'm run down. I'm low on sleep. It's been a long day. I'm getting to the finish line, though, so we're all right.
Absolutely. I wanted to get your opinion on something. So I understand Boone for the Yankees. You know, you only have the players that are in the room. But Ryan McMahon from the Rockies went to the general manager and asked if he was going to get traded. And they said, absolutely not. I'm wondering if, just hypothetically, if we were to give up a Dominguez or a Jones or an Arias or everything, along with a package with maybe a reliever or Diaz over there, since Trevino's catching abilities got exposed with the Red Sox series, would you go for a blockbuster trade like that just to try to shake the lineup up, whatever it would be?
I don't know. Like, to me right now, it's so hard to make the World Series. And I look at these young guys that the Yankees have coming up as the next wave. I guess they're Baby Bombers 2.0, maybe, whatever you want to call them. They should get their own name. I do not want to give up Jason Dominguez or Spencer Jones because I see a world next year where Juan Soto does go right across town to Queens for $50 million more and joins a team that's going to be better next year after the run that they have this year. And Verdugo ain't coming back. And it's like, you're going to need to put those young guys around Judge in the outfield. Now, Ryan McMahon is a baller. He's a great player. But, like, him joining this team, is that enough to change this lineup? Is that enough to change their fortunes? Is that enough to make them, like, it's World Series or bust. Making the postseason, we all know, making the postseason as a wild card. Like, they got to win the division. They got to get that bye. They got to get somehow to the World Series. And I guess maybe if you got to give those guys up and you do it, I'll be fine with that. But in theory right now, knowing how hard it is to get to the World Series, knowing that, you know, Juan Soto's got a hand issue. Judge, knock on wood, has been healthy, but, like, that's not for certain. We don't know what Stanton's going to be when he comes back. We don't know what Dominguez is going to be. There's just so many things up in the air. It's hard for me to say, trade everybody, go all the way in. I think that there's ways they can finesse and finagle this thing to add talent, get healthy, and get stronger again without giving up their future.
Would you be all right with the Yankees giving a significant amount of money to give DJ back to the Rockies?
Yeah.
And eat some of his contract?
I don't know.
In that package?
Why would the Rockies do that? They want to
reunion. They probably wouldn't, but just in case they wanted to grab some money and maybe we could get a relief pitcher or something, like, what are your thoughts on that?
I just think that...
Just in case it were to happen.
The DJ... How many bad contracts have you seen? The DJ contract isn't even that bad of a contract compared to other...
It's not that bad. You're right.
They're just going to let it run its course and maybe they give it this year and another year next year and then that's it? I just don't think that there's anybody that's trading for DJ LeMahieu with what he currently is, because unfortunately we saw this guy get MVP votes. We saw this guy be an all-star. We saw this guy be automatic to the point where his baseball nickname was the machine. And now he's the washing machine. He's completely washed. It's just so far from what he was just 3-4 years ago. His value is just not there. And he's even looking slower in the field.
Would you give up a prospect for a Skubal? Would you give up a prospect for Skubal or Crochet or something like that? Or you focused on hitting in your mind?
I'm not worried about the pitching. It's always the hitting. I think they'll figure out the pitching. I think they'll be all right. And I don't think Skubal is going to get traded unless, you know, the Orioles give up top prospects. I don't think we have the pieces. I don't know.
Yeah, Jackson Holliday to Detroit or something like that.
That's what people are expecting, one of the top prospects out of their system to go to the Tigers. I don't think the Yankees are moving like that. I think the Yankees are going to try to add a corner infielder, maybe another bat or two, maybe a bullpen piece. But I also am aware that they're the Yankees, and this is Brian Cashman. There's a higher cost, a higher tax. Nobody's trying to help them when they already have Juan Soto and Aaron Judge and 27 championships.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm San Francisco Giants is my second team, and I watched J.D. Davis leave that team and then go to Oakland, and Cashman making that move was just a head-scratcher for me, and then he didn't play for a couple weeks. Yes, I get he was sick, but, like, still, they brought him in to face left-handed pitching, and he, like, can't even touch the ball.
I mean, it is what it is, man. I just blanked on what I was about to say next. It's getting late, bro. I just lost my train of thought. I was looking at Deshaun Foster from UCLA, the head coach of UCLA, and his press conference.
I just caught that too.
I'm like, what is this? Run that back by me. I've been up for 15, 20 hours. I completely blanked on what you just said and what I was going to reply.
I just hope you're not coming down with the cold. Just the San Francisco Giants, I grew up watching them win 3 World Series. You know, I followed them closely, yeah, just like the Yankees. You know, Yankees all day long. But J.D. Davis was their third baseman.
I was just about to say.
And they cut him loose for a couple million. And then the Oakland Athletics cut him loose. Cashman brought him in for Groshans, you know, who wouldn't make the spring training roster.
Yeah.
And, you know, brought him in for hitting left-handed pitching, and he can't even touch the ball. Yes, he was sick. He was one of the first players to be on the COVID or sick IL, but he can't even hit.
Those are the moves that Cashman likes to make. He traded for John Birdie this year. We've seen in years the Matt Carpenters come along.
That was a good move.
Sometimes they're good.
Birdie just fell apart.
Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not.
He was batting .294 when we got Birdie. He was batting .294 and then just fell apart.
He's older and he's injury prone and he can't hold up. They got to get younger players. They got to get younger, faster. They need guys that can lead off. They need guys that can steal bases. They need guys that can play every single day. Dash, thanks for the call, man. 888-808-1019. At this point, my next four calls will get on. If you're calling now, you'll be on with Big Mac. Michael's in Staten Island, on Staten Island, on the Fan in New York.
Yeah, how you doing, Keith, man? Thank you for having me on there. I appreciate your candor every night, especially last night with all the stuff you went through there.
Yeah.
We're going to leave that there.
Yeah, I didn't go through anything. It's just, you know, the Yankees losing is obviously tough, but I understand it's baseball, and I'm a fan of the team. I've watched this team lose a ton in my life. I understand some people take it further than it needs to go. I definitely have my guard up. I also just expressed how hard it is to do these night shows and drive home in traffic and sleep and have a, you know, 15-month-old kid and keep your health together. And I literally can feel my sinuses and like how congested I'm getting, my nose running. I'm breaking down. But you know what? I'm crossing the finish line.
It's allergy season. It's kind of expected with the bad air here in New York City there. Okay, I feel for you because that goes through sort of the same thing and whatnot. But the reason why I'm calling is the analytics audit that the Yankees went through at the end of last season.
Never happened.
It never happened? So that was just smoke and mirrors that the Cashman and the Yankee press?
I've talked about that so many times. That's why there's no accountability, because I remember Andy Martino put it out there that they were going to have a third-party audit, and all of us looked around like, wow, this is different. The Yankees are going to have somebody come inside the New York Yankees and tell them about themselves?
Yeah, you know, I kind of liken it to like the Mueller Commission. Showing my age there a little bit there.
I was about to say, I don't know what the Mueller Commission was. Tell us more about that one.
Oh, well, it had to do with nefarious political stuff that I really don't want to get into. I'm sorry I brought it up. But I kind of liken it to that because I was hoping something would come out of it. I was hoping that
this is what they did instead.
Supposedly, they had a
check your ego at the door meeting with Cashman, all of his guys, with the front office, with the decision makers, and they talked about everything that went wrong and what they needed to do to fix it. And supposedly they came out of that, and when they came out of that, Cashman was very defensive at the GM meetings, right, in Arizona, and then he carried that energy on to the winter meetings. They were in the front of the line with A.J. Preller to trade for Juan Soto because of the relationship with Omar Minaya. Shout out to Omar and his family.
I remember that.
Everything that went on, rest in peace to his wife. And so they get Juan Soto, and that was a big move after they traded for Verdugo, and everybody's like, there we go. They signed Stroman, and we're like, okay, we're off to the races. They passed on Monty and Snell, and they came out of the gate so hot. It was fool's gold. I think we all thought we tipped our caps to Cashman. We said, Cashman's done it. He's figured it out. He's got to figure it out again at this deadline. This season's not over. This is the last time you get to improve your team. I do believe that he is losing sleep right now. I do believe he's on the phone right now every day talking to people, trying to work some stuff out, and he's trying to figure out how to keep his talented players for the future and give up what he can give up to improve this team with Judge and Soto right now.
Yeah, and not losing all of our younger players like you mentioned before coming up, because that audit, I really thought it was going to be more about our internal minor league system after the rigmarole from one of our minor league players or coaches that had trashed Cashman about how the players coming up really don't know what to do on the field and all that nonsense there. So that's what I was really hoping to hear. Okay, well, what's going on in our minor league system?
I mean, I don't know. Right now you're looking at like a Ben Rice that came up this year, and I didn't think that they were going to send Ben Rice. It's worked. You're looking at a Spencer Jones down there. I think we might see him at the end of the year. Like they have talent. They have guys that could potentially help the team. But like this team,
yeah, but we always had talent, and then we squandered them, starting with Andohar, Frazier.
So here we go again, right? So it's like, are we trading these guys away?
Are we trading these guys away for major league talent
that can help this team?
No.
Or are we going to develop these guys and bring them up so that we don't need to search for so much on the outside?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that they develop, be patient with these kids, not try to force feed them into the Bronx immediately. Because sometimes when they come up too early, like with Cabrera, they shoot off like a meteorite, and then they fizzle out as it crashes into the earth.
Yeah.
And then we send them back down, and then I think they're not coddling these kids now.
That's the thing. They're coming up early. Thanks for the call, Mike. I'm just trying to get to the rest of the folks I have. Jim is in Hackettstown. Next up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Good evening. So here's a couple things real quick. So the Yankees are like the Titanic, okay? We can't get a lifeboat. We can't get a life jacket. We can't even get a Mayday call. I mean, and I blame two people. I blame Hal Steinbrenner, and I blame Cashman. Hal Steinbrenner, I don't believe he's going to sign Juan Soto. There's no way. And Cashman, listen, you know, everyone's an apologist for Cashman. I heard you talking before about DJ LeMahieu. Well, he's the one to sign him to the contract. And I know you're a big hockey fan, right? So I'm going to give you the analogy. So I'm sure you'll agree that the Yankees are the gold standard in Major League Baseball overall. Not obviously the last 10 years, but overall, right? 27 championships. They're the gold standard
sure.
in baseball. And in hockey, who's the gold standard? I know you know who the answer is.
I don't know. The Boston Bruins, the Red Wings.
Come on, man. You know, Montreal Canadiens are the gold standard in hockey.
That was way before I ever watched any hockey.
Exactly. That's my point, okay, dude? That's my point. It's been like 30 years since they won a championship. So you know how many people don't even know, just like you just, you didn't know. Young people don't know that the Montreal Canadiens are the gold standard in hockey. Well, you know, I mean, I don't know how many years you got to have this happen with Cashman. I mean, you know, yeah, they won a lot of championships. It's been a lot of years now. It's time for him to go too, man.
Yeah, I hear you. Those days are done with the Yankees. It's been 15 years, but I still think they have a team that if they add and they get healthy with this American League, they could find themselves in the World Series again this year. Amber's in Freehold. What's up, Amber? You're on the Fan.
Hi. Hey, Keith. This is Amber calling from Freehold, and I've been listening to you for quite some time now. I really enjoy your show. You do a great job. I'm going to try to be as succinct as possible. When the players go into slumps, is there like a standard operating procedure or a protocol that they follow to try and help them out of it? Like, do they see sports psychologists or anything like that? Is there
they
like
have
a path
one. That the Yankees definitely have a psychologist, a therapist. I'm sure that they look at that iPad after every at-bat. They have a hitting coach. They work with each other. They get out on the field early. They do the same things to try and break guys out of slumps. And they do things like wear gold thongs or, you know, superstitious things.
Like not changing their underwear and things like that.
Sure.
It just seems like for them to all go in at once, it's so painful. When you've enjoyed all the winning, I have to watch it on picture in picture now with no sound because it's so painful right now. Like, I love baseball. My son laughs at me because I like to listen to baseball on the radio as well. And this is so painful. I just think that Cashman, like a lot of the championship teams, they weren't Cashman's. Weren't they Gene Michael? Weren't they the other GM?
That's who gets the credit for him. Thanks for the call, Amber. Last call goes to Butch and South Yonkers. The past is a past. We got to focus on right now. Stick Michael's been gone. This isn't the core four in the dynasty. Go for it, Butch.
Hey, Keith, man, once you know that when the Yankees got down, there was no way they was going to come back, man. That crowd sounded real soft and low.
I was in the middle.
It wasn't even loud, man.
Yes, sir.
That crowd ain't making a noise. They ain't bringing a noise like they used to, you know?
There's nothing to make any noise about. Thanks for the call, Butch. They gave you a home run in the beginning of the game. They gave you a home run 45 minutes after. That was it. Cole got rocked. Listen, I got to go home and sleep. I'll be back at 7 p.m. to do a 5-hour KM to AM if I don't somehow have a cold. And listen, I appreciate everybody, people that show me love and people that just write ridiculous things about me and try and run with something. The last thing I'm going to leave you with is that, again, you can't do nothing with me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Keith McPherson on the Fan. C-Max next. I'm out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.